More of these stories.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning on this wonderful foggy day. Let me tell you, the fog is thick out there. Cruising in this morning. It's a good day to have fog lights on your vehicle. Definitely helpful. Don't use those high beams. You won't be able to see where the heck you're going. Looks like a wall of snow, for lack of a better term. So everybody be careful out there in San Diego driving around this morning. Pea soup thick, as we would call it. So just be careful out there. Slow down just a little bit. Keep an eye out for your other motorists around you, and try to be safe. Very, very important. It's almost like a heavy rain. You can't see far ahead of you, and you never know what's coming up. You don't want to be surprised, that's for sure. So slow it down just a little bit.
If the fog is lighter, do you call it like a
chicken
broth
soup
or something?
No, I don't know. That's a good thing. And I don't like pea soup, so I don't know. But all I can tell you is it's hard to see this morning for sure. It's very, very, very thick. Can't even see the lines on the road hardly. So
I always have the hardest time with my defroster. I never know if I put it on heat or cool. Do I put my windows down?
Well, if you want to get rid of the water on the windshield, it better be on heat, because cool doesn't help when you're trying to turn it into ice.
Sometimes when I turn it on heat, I think it gets foggier sometimes.
Well, for a moment, till it dries out, because dry heat will dry everything. But then again, sometimes it's warm outside, and it's who wants to turn the heater on when it's 75 degrees outside?
That's true. You're sweating in your car. Yeah, it's ridiculous. At least you can see, or try to see.
Yeah, you can always put down the windows, and it'll equal out the temperature inside and out, but that could be good or bad, too. So you got to play it by ear. But all I can tell you is that one thing you should do is slow down so you can see what the heck you're doing. That's for sure. A couple things in news in the automotive world. Fisker's, I don't know if folks know, which is an EV company. And we kind of stay up on EV trends here, so that's what we're doing these days. Fisker they're in bankruptcy, but now the largest secured creditor has revealed in court proceedings it tends to convert the bankruptcy filing of Chapter 7 liquidation, which means they'll be done. They'll be gone. Everything will be gone, which will put Fisker entirely out of business. So if you own one of these, it's going to be like owning a, I'm sure somebody will snatch up the parts and stuff for a little while, and maybe, be out there to take care of people.
Either that or triple his profit, buy up all the parts and then triple the price.
Yeah, they sold $46 million worth of their remaining inventory of Ocean crossovers. So now they're going to sell these to somebody. So when you get them, it'll be fun figuring out exactly how you're going to make sure that things stays in good working order. It's always interesting when this happens. It will disappear.
But I mean, how many parts would be that unique just to a Fisker car?
I don't know.
They couldn't use like some other parts from a different EV.
Oh, they're definitely totally different. Yeah, you can't. No.
Can't modify. I mean, the stuff they did. Look at in Cuba. They got these old 1960 cars with the Pringles.
Oh, you can modify anything. It's what it costs to do so. And as this car starts breaking down and there's nobody to service it or parts, what are you going to do with the thing? So I made a mention of this before. They were financially struggling, and they, for a while, they have been. So. And the watching it, it was like, oh, you own one of those. And it goes, man, we've had other car manufacturers have this problem before. They just disappear. And then all that's left is the inventory of whatever parts were left. And then as that goes away, then no. But you also need somebody that can fix this thing. I don't know anybody that's working on them except for the Fisker dealers were. And there was one up in North County. It was gone quite a while ago. Disappeared. It's right by the freeway, so when you drive by, you can see it. It was a previous dealer, then they turned it into a Fisker dealer, and now it's just an empty building. So, part of the trend that there you go exactly. Part of the trend that we think that that not we think I think that this EV thing's great for certain people, but it's not the world takeover, and this whole 2035 switching over to all electric vehicles, I think, will as people change command, I guess, as in see that this is not working, then it'll change in a different direction. They are not it looks like we're just talking about EVs. There's always a couple good things in the EV market to talk about each time. Looks like GM is talking about losses when it comes to their some of their EV electric vehicles they're producing. So they're all trying to figure this thing out. So I'm glad it's their pocketbook and not mine. Some other cool automotive news is Brembo, which is a great brake manufacturer when it comes to rotors and quality stuff. They often make racing. Bought a suspension maker, Olin's Racing, for $405 million this week. So they're building up. Brembo's does a lot of race rotors, things like that too. Yeah, some just good stuff going on. And in bigger news, looks like Stellantis, which is GM basically, got rid of their top bosses, and they are reorganizing that whole thing there. So always great stuff. GM's going to reintroduce the Bolt, which is one of their vehicles. So good stuff in the automotive news today.
I've got a funny story about the Bolt.
Uh-oh.
So one of my buddies has a valet company, mm-hmm. and just he one day randomly he said, "Man, I'm low on workers. Would you want a valet?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" And it's this real fancy house in Encinitas.
Doing a party or something.
A lot of cars. They're doing some kind of fundraiser type thing.
Gotcha.
So we're parking all the cars and stuff, and people are busy, you know, trying to people are leaving wanting to get their cars. So I get in this Bolt and I go to make a 3-point turn, and I can't get into reverse.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sweating. People are starting to honk. I'm like, why won't this thing go? There's a little, like, safety button that you have to press.
So you don't run over small children. Yeah. Somebody come and help you?
Oh, I eventually
figured out. They didn't train you properly, did they?
Let me shift into reverse.
There you go. Imagine that. And because there's all different kinds of safety features on all different kinds of cars. So if you're not used to them, you know, think about the people when you saw the first push button car, push to start, like, where's the key go?
Yeah, where's the key?
So,
well, exactly. And then when somebody handed me, it was a Tesla, and they handed me, instead of keys, they handed me like a card, like a credit card.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
I get in the car, I'm trying to figure out how to start. I'm like, Tesla start. I figured out they put it like on the dash or something. The car.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All kinds of cool stuff when it comes to that. All right, so today, besides all other automotive news, you can give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're more than happy to talk to you about. So just give me a shout here and I'll get you in and get you talking about this. Today we're talking about permanent diagnostic trouble codes, and everybody's like, what are those? So what manufacturers have done, and for good reason, along with it helps California smog laws, permanent diagnostic trouble codes, or we call them PDTCs, are very similar to regular codes. So, and codes are what finds a problem in a system on a car and turns on your check engine light. So most folks understand that check engine light problem. So, and then there's codes related to that that are stored to different systems, to what system picked up a problem and where you need to go to start diagnosing this. The permanent codes cannot be erased though by clearing with a scanner or by removing all battery power to the car. They stay there. And for a reason, they're there to a couple things. That it has to be a problem that's popped up and it's stored the code a certain number of times as far as that goes. And the only way typically to get rid of them is by 15 warm-up cycles, meaning starting the car has to start from cold and get warm 15 different times, and 200 miles of driving since the OBD information was last cleared. If it goes through its cycle then in those 15 warm-up starts, 200 miles, it will clear itself and clears the code. So you can't smog a car in the state of California. Well, you can. It's going to fail if it has a permanent DTC. And a car can have a permanent DTC and no check engine light on. So such as a catalyst problem was picked up several times and stored. You diagnose, replace the catalyst or oxygen sensor or whatever in the system was the problem. You clear it out. Car's driving fine, repaired and all that. That permanent DTC is still going to be there until you go through 15 warm-up cycles 200 miles of driving or so to remove the code out of the system, which it has to do on its own. That's the only way it can happen. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this and why that's important and why it's important that the state of California, we started where during the smog program, it looks for those. If there's a permanent DTC, the vehicle fails. So in the reasoning behind these. But that's kind of what we're talking about this morning and anything else automotive related. So give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here real quick. And then we'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170, 96.1 FM. Be right back.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Here we are, October 12th. I tell you what, almost halfway through this wonderful month. So, tell you what, at the end of this thing, we got two to go till Christmas, pretty much, huh? It'll be here before you know it, so it's all good. Give me a call this morning, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we can chat about for sure. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 32 years. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego, AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 7 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved, STAR certified, taking care of folks right there in the Golden Triangle across from where we're sitting now. for over 5 years. And our newest location, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway. AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in North County Coastal for coming up on 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. We're here to help you with your vehicle needs. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service repair needs. I talk about this because credit's been tough these days as far as what it costs you to put stuff on a card, etc. The card that we have for the West Automotive Group gives you 6 months no interest for all your service and repair needs. That can help folks a lot. So especially these days when the dollar's not going as far as it used to, we don't want to be paying interest on our money to other folks. So if you get in and ask one of my managers or writers about getting yourself a West Automotive Group card, they'll get you all helped out for sure. You can also, if you're having a concern, drivability, transmission related, etc., get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed properly by a qualified technician. The best money you'll ever spend on any repair is with a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly to prevent unwanted parts from being thrown at your vehicle. That can get very costly for sure. And we're here to help you with that. So get your vehicle in, get it diagnosed properly at the West Automotive Group. Go from there. We also offer no free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles from rental partners nearby us that we've set up deals with for our clients. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. Once again, that's go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can find us from there. We send out little tips and tweets. And as we're coming into the holiday season, you know, we send out items and things that have to do with good recipes and stuff like that. So always good stuff, just fun stuff and things to keep your car in good order during the winter season here. I know it sounds kind of funny for San Diego, but we will be coming into times like this. We've just gone through a hot summer, and although our hot days all probably aren't gone, but like foggy mornings like this, your wipers aren't working well. That causes streaks and stuff. And after going through a hot summer, a lot of times wipers are ruined. The heat destroys them. So maybe time to get some good wipers on there. Make sure all your lights are working. Super important. And go from there, to be honest with you. Making sure that you're safe and folks out there on the road around you are safe. Good stuff. So for sure. Like I said, you can check us out at westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, etc. You can also see, click on there where I'm the Auto Man for Fox 5 or the CW and check out those segments or grab the Auto Talk Radio. We have a page right off of our West Automotive Group website to go to that. Or you can pick up the podcast always on the go from Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. All there for your listening needs. Just download them and take them with you. Some good stuff for sure. This morning, we're talking about permanent diagnostic trouble codes on vehicles and what that means to folks, but also anything else in the automotive world you'd like to speak about. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And just a couple other things. Looks like Tesla is... Tesla Cyber Cab, Robo Taxi, First Ride, Surviving a Trip in a Tesla's First Driving Car, First Self-Driving Car, sorry about that. So they're always coming up with great stuff, huh? This is what he's been working towards for quite a while. This is a concept of fully self-driving with no steering wheel or pedals has floated around for decades. It's finally landed in reality. Eventually, it's a good time Brendan is in here because the T word puts him into a curled up ball on the floor.
Yeah, he'd be. Well, I don't know. It's bad news for them though so far with the EV. So I'd be happy.
Yeah, the new Tesla Cybercab won't be ready to drive itself in the real world anytime soon. Nevertheless, our first ride in this all electric transportation pod left us equally curious and skeptical about the automaker's vision for the future of autonomous mobility. So, and autonomous cars is what they've been looking for forever. So interesting stuff. Yeah, we'll see where this goes from here, but they always have, and that's just from Motor Trend. I like to peruse and check out all the new news in here, and great things to discuss for sure. They post some really great stuff coming up. So it's all different kinds of things. There's a new Lexus LX700H. It's a big old truck, beautiful thing for 2025. You love cars. 2024 Shelby Ford F-150 Baja Raptor. Not up to 900 horsepower. How'd you like to have a truck that has 900 horsepower? This thing is crazy. This one's 830 horsepower Shelby American Super Snake, if you haven't seen one of those. And the X650 Mustang platform. The specialty builder's unique style and bold performance to the last pony car, but didn't sit back and relax once it was released to the public. Instead, the Shelby engineers switched platforms to develop two new trucks with attention to form and function. The 2024 Shelby F-150 Baja Raptor, which is a cool-looking truck, is available from Shelby dealers in limited quantities in both levels of the F-150 Raptor. So there's multiple manufacturers that do cool stuff with cars in link with. So Shelby does a lot with Ford as far as that goes. There's an option with a twin turbocharged EcoBoost V6 that cranks 550 horsepower. The other comes with a Whipple supercharged V8 that makes 900 horsepower on pump gas. I seen one of these over at North County Ford. This is a $200,000 truck. Pretty close. The package, the add-on package, is $65,000.
Whoa.
Oh, man. So if you want a toy, though, I'm telling you, these things are super cool. But, yeah, lots of money. Yeah, no, there was one. I was over at the Ford dealer, and it was on the showroom floor. Yeah, it was $189,000 with all the add-on packages to it. Let me tell you, though, what a beautiful truck. I mean, if you got the money to buy a $200,000 truck, you could buy one of these for sure. Oh, yeah, no, the thing's a beast. There is no question about it.
I wonder if anyone will actually take it on the Baja 500.
No. No, it's not built that good, trust me. And those trucks push more than 900 horsepower. The actual Baja trucks are something else.
Wow, so, more than 900?
Yeah, somewhere over 1,000 horsepower. Yeah, those things. Do you know how long your tires last? This is always a great automotive question. You don't know.
Do I know? No.
Oh, well, you never know, because tires wear out differently depending on how you drive, the quality of them, the length of them, stuff
and
like
the road
that,
or yeah. The train you're driving on, right?
Yep. Mileage and wear, or the age wear, are the two things that wear out tires. Most tires will last between 50,000 and 85,000 depending on how they're mounted, how the driver is, things like that. Tires are always a good thing to keep an eye on, though.
Are you supposed to rotate them every time you get oil change?
Not every time. Nope. Yep. And some cars you can't. Some cars have what's called staggered tires, which means the rear tires are wider than or larger than the front tires, and those you can't rotate at all. So those get real expensive because you just replace them as you wear them out. And all-wheel drive cars, even more expensive, because if you replace like one tire on those and it's larger than others, it causes drivability problems often. We used to see a lot of Escalades come in, all-wheel drive Escalades, that people would say, when I take that sweeping on-ramp, I hear this weird noise. Well, the weird noise is a transfer case trying to figure out, because one wheel's turning faster than the others, you know, and it doesn't know how to compensate for that because you put one new tire on and you got three old ones. We've seen that a lot. So need to be very careful about that on certain vehicles. It's very, very important to make sure and keep all the tires the same size. That's one of the first things we look for. So now they often say that you should replace your tires 2 30-second tread. at that point, you have no traction on those tires. What we recommend, and most tire manufacturers recommend, is 430 seconds. If you get to 430 seconds, it's time to replace your tires. So keep your family safe and that. But most tires will, down to 430 seconds, will give you a 50,000 to 85,000 mile distance. Now, the one thing that doesn't, and you also, when you buy tires, if you go to a reputable place, you don't need to worry too much about it. But if you're buying tires, you need to be very careful. The DOT numbers on it tell the year they were manufactured. And you don't want tires that are too old. Typically, tires, they say, are good, have a shelf life of like 6 years. So you want to make sure and take care of your tires nicely. But in your question to rotating, if they can be rotated, every it's not a bad idea about every 5,000 to 10,000 miles, depending. The way we typically do it, I recommend, is every other oil change is great. So, but you should be changing your oil at the maximum 5,000 miles. So, you know, you can do it every or every other, whichever you prefer, whatever works for you. But by rotating them, if they are rotatable, we'll keep them in wearing the same size distance on each one of them. And therefore, when it's time to replace, you just do all four and you start all over again. So,
did you know that the original rubber tires were white?
I did not.
They were white, and then they added soot to the rubber mix to help stabilize the chemical compound.
Oh, is that white? And then they became black.
Became black, yeah.
Oh. Soot stabilizes them, huh?
I guess, yeah.
That's a good... I'm going to have to save that for a automotive cocktail party. I will remember that. Thank you. So, good stuff. Well, a little trick that your grandpa probably talked about is you take a penny and stick it in the tire.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it doesn't cover Abe's head, then it's at 230 seconds or less. So, but like I said, yeah, you should be replacing your tires at 430 seconds. And that's with Abraham Lincoln's head pointing down toward the center of the wheel. If you can see the top of Lincoln's head, the tires have less than 230 seconds tread. Do the same thing with a quarter, though, reveals if the less than 430 seconds remaining. So we're going to the quarter test. Well, because at 430 seconds, you should replace your tires. See how easy that is?
You don't even
need a tire gauge.
Make sure you have a change in your pocket.
Yeah, at least a quarter, which is worth about a penny these days. So all good, all the same. Not sure what a penny's worth. You need a lot of them to be worth something. So anyway, that's just a little bit of tire information there as far as that goes, and good stuff. There are. I was looking at the Mercedes and Porsches that are done by Brabus. Super cool. It's kind of like the same idea of a Shelby. A lot of bolt-on stuff, high performance, but they do it on Mercedes vehicles and Porsches, basically German vehicles. And they have some pretty cool packages that they do. Once again, it takes a car that costs $250,000 and makes it cost $500,000, but, you know. Some of them have bulletproof glass, too. Super cool.
I heard you guys talking about that last week.
Yeah. Bulletproof glass and very interesting stuff. You know, if you're being shot at, I guess that's important. You know,
these days, you never know.
Yeah. And it may not be you being shot at, somebody else, and you just happen to be in the wrong spot, huh?
That's true, yeah.
So, good stuff. Lots of stuff. Jack Daugherty crashed his McLaren while texting and driving. Woo! Now that's an expensive mistake right there. Yeah. It was pouring rain, 562 horsepower. You should probably pay close attention, they say. Influencer Jack Daugherty, I don't know who this guy is. Over the weekend, the YouTuber's driving his McLaren 570S. That's one expensive car. This cameraman was live streaming to millions of followers. The crash super hard, but this one was a few times it was caught on video. So they hit his guy was filming when they actually crashed the car. I tell you what, that McLaren is a super nice car, though.
The most shocking thing about that story is that he's a YouTuber and he has a McLaren.
Oh, and he's worth hundreds of, probably millions of dollars, I presume. I don't know. You got any answers for that? I guess they pay you well for that stuff. What do they call that?
If you're an influencer.
Influencer. Well, what's he out influencing people to buy a McLaren?
Drive safe.
Well, no, he's not. He wrecked. Well, that, yeah, shouldn't have been texting.
Know, don't live by my example.
Yeah, I wonder what the police think about this when they like. There's a video of you actually using your phone texting and you crashed the car. Most places that's illegal. So anyway,
I wonder if he was doing a YouTube.
It was probably what he was doing. We're going to have to watch this and see. Anyway, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170, as we're talking about all things automotive. And you're listening to Auto Talk on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk. Well, I was just watching this video at the break of his cameraman got hurt pretty bad. I mean, as far as he was walking and talking still, but he cut his head open and looked like he hurt his wrist. So I don't know how fast they, but the front of that car's gone. So there goes lots of money. McLarens are super expensive. Yeah, all good stuff. Not really. So don't text and drive in the rain, and don't accelerate your 600 horsepower car in the rain either, because I think hydroplanes and so that car's destroyed though. If you check it out, you can Google that stuff and go from there.
He'll need a lot of clicks on his YouTube to pay for a new one.
It probably did though. The videos probably went viral.
That's true. Yeah.
And then at the end, he said, whoever he influences for. And that's just like being an advertiser or something for somebody.
Pretty
like,
much. Like, I mean, if you're an influencer, you have so many people watching you, so you can advertise anything, really.
You can, but then those advertisers give you money for that.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what they do.
Because people don't watch commercials nowadays. Everything's on demand. People skip. So it's a clever way for advertisers. Even sometimes you'll see these influencers, they'll just have like a Coke can on their show for a Subway rapper in the background or something. And that's paid for.
Huh. I'm working way too hard for what I do.
I feel you, brother.
Way too hard. I got to come up with and influence some automobiles.
There you go.
What we're doing. So, all right, let's see what Dan has to say. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, sir. Appreciate your show.
Thanks for listening.
Was listening to you earlier about the auto driver, or cars that drive themselves.
Autonomous.
Saw YouTube last week that showed, I can't remember if it was in Detroit or Philadelphia, but one of the driverless companies was going to do a prototype, and twice they got stopped by people coming in front of them, like you're supposed to stop for a pedestrian, and they to rob the individuals riding in the car. There's no override. There's no call for police.
So what happened on? They actually ran over people?
No, the car stopped, and the people inside the car got robbed.
Oh. That is not good. Not good.
Nope.
That's not good. And where did you see that on? It was just YouTube you were cruising around?
It was a YouTube program, yes, sir.
I'll have to Google it and see if I can find it so I can see it. But, yeah, I'm not a big proponent of the self. I don't know. Have you ever ridden with if you've ever taught a teenage kid to drive or anything and you're in the passenger seat, you almost wish you had a steering wheel and pedals on your side of the car. So I kind of feel like that's what it'd be like riding in one of those cars.
They need to have something to be able to override it when a situation like that occurs that you can get out of there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I fully agree. So, yeah, because otherwise anybody that wants to, like you said, rob somebody like that, the car knows to stop, right? It's going to stop and not go anywhere when it's blocked. Now you're kind of stuck there. That could be a really bad situation.
Maybe they need to get the bulletproof glass on there.
There you go. Exactly. They need a Brabus package on their driverless car so they can just sit there and be shot at, I guess.
Yes. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. So great. Great. I never really thought about that, but you're in a driverless car. It's made to not run over people, so it stops. And then they rob you. Like, what, you know, it didn't take a lot of criminal thought to come up with that one, did it?
Well, they've shown some people, some kids just messing around with people in these driverless cars, mm-hmm. and they'll just surround it. And then the guy's like sitting there and the pastor's like, I'm trying to go. And the kids are like just constantly running around the car. So just it's stopping and it's honking.
Him. Yeah, gotcha. All right. Very cool. All right. Let's see this morning what Judy has to say. Good morning, Judy.
Judy actually wants to take her question off there. Oh, she does. She's listening, but okay. She's not on the phone.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, I didn't read the last part of that. Okay, we can do that here in just a little bit. Yeah, so I was just thinking about a couple of things when it comes to those driverless cars and stuff like that. There could be a lot of bad scenarios as far as that goes with a car getting stopped and you know, I never really gave that a lot of thought. I guess that's because I don't really think about robbing people, so that'd be a terrible thing. But
and it's a whole new thing now for auto accidents. It's like lawyers, it's a whole new avenue that they have to travel down when it comes to accidents. Who was driving?
Fault?
Was it in what mode was it in? It's very interesting how it's going as far as these car crashes with the driverless cars.
Yeah, whose insurance is paying for this is always my question.
Imagine two driverless cars run into each other somehow.
We already have insurance.
Who's at fault?
Yeah, we already have insurance problems here in California, period, when it comes to that. Because the minimum required insurance is so low. We had one of our shuttles for Kearney Mesa got a guy came shooting across the freeway and hit three cars. Clearly spun out like Jack did in his McLaren. Some kid, a younger kid, clipped three cars, and because of them running into each other, our shuttle was totaled because the way it hit the left side of it and ripped the fender off. Luckily, our driver was fine, not hurt. that the insurance, when it came down, it was just like, well, here's $5,000 for you, $5,000 for you, $5,000. That's all he had. So then the rest has to come out of our insurance. Then so our insurance goes up later, even though, you know, I mean, it's like, it's not uninsured motors, but it's underinsured motors is what it is. They need to revise the minimum requirements in California for sure.
I agree. Yeah,
yeah, get that taken care of. Okay, real quick before we move on here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, happy to talk to you about. Do want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We only stock Interstate batteries at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the number one technician recommended automotive battery worldwide. No question about it. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and we'll get you an appointment and get you a battery Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, and I mean they have batteries from everything, all your home needs, backup alarms, whatever it be, if it's got a battery in it, Interstate's got a battery for it. And they are the highest quality. So check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All right. Back to talking here a little bit about smog laws. Oh, you know what? I'm going to real quick. We can kind of talk about Judy's question, what she's looking for here. A steering column for a 71 bug. Oh, I tell you what. What I would say to that is you're going to have to check with online is going to be your best option. So it's going to be a used one. And somebody out there, there's a lot of people out there that part out these vehicles and have had them or have what we call new old stock and sell them. There's a big bug community. So the best way to find one would be I would start Googling. There's a couple bug places over in Encinitas and places like that might actually have them. So, as far as a direct name to give you, I can't do that. I don't have anything for you on that. But if I was looking for that steering column, I would start Google and eBay, and people have it, but you're going to have to find something good used. I wonder what's wrong with the steering column. The bushings must be worn out, and you can rebuild those too sometimes. So if you take them to a bug guy. We don't work on Volkswagen air-cooled bugs, so just because they have lots of problems these days. And finding quality parts back in the day was even an issue after, you know, a lot of the parts started being made in Mexico for them and stuff. Best option, I think, would be start the Google search. Use the Google box.
Like you said, the bug community is huge, so there's got to be some forums or something out there.
Yeah, somebody out there has parts somewhere, you know, that they're saving up or selling and stuff like that. I tell you what, it probably because of the age of those things, that they're not going to be cheap. You know, that's a car wasn't expensive to buy, but I tell you what, these days it's expensive to fix. So back in the day, I worked it up for Harloff, and man, those things were all over the place. And the one thing about them, like you'd fix one thing on them and something else would fail on it in short order. The best bug owner is somebody that can work on it themselves, because there's a lot going on with those bad boys.
So. I had a buddy in high school that in a weekend he could dismantle a whole bug and put it back together.
Simple and easy. Used to be able to pull the motors out and put the motor back in one of those things in like an hour. So just simple and easy, man. They weren't difficult cars. They're just temperamental cars. So, and a lot of different things that could happen to them, you know. Always had to adjust the valves on them. Matter of fact, we had a thing that hung on the back of them that with two fans in it. So we put them on the hoist, put this thing on there with the fans to cool down the motor enough. So while you're servicing it, to adjust the valves. So.
Oh, that's creative.
Well, yeah, when you work on enough of those things, you know, I was always like, man, can I just work on, I'll take a regular car, please. So anyway, yeah, that's back in the day. You don't see near as many of them as you used to, though.
No, so, you don't.
But still in the early 90s, they were all late 80s, early 90s. They were still all over San Diego, you know. Now just I don't see them hardly at all.
You don't even play that game anymore, Punch Bug.
Well, no, only if you're doing it with the newer ones, right?
That's true, yeah.
You can do it with the new ones. I mean, there are the water-cooled ones, but not the same idea as the old air-cooled ones for sure. So anyway. All right, we're going to finish up here we're talking kind of about our permanent DTCs and just how to get them cleared. And basically what this is the systems now from 2010, I believe, was the year that they started requiring 2010 and newer vehicles. And this fulfilled the California, the regulations of California Code of Regulations Title 16, where these manufacturers had to actually, and really what this prevents is from the car not being fixed properly, because this requires that it runs through the monitor and warm-up cycles enough times that it doesn't repeat the code. So it's just making sure the repair was verified is what it does, and it will clear itself. And that's the only way to get rid of it, is to have it clear itself. So you just got to keep driving it, doing the warm-up cycles, and eventually it will clear. Some clear a little earlier, but when they added this feature in and required it in smog, 2010 and newer vehicles, the failure rate went from 4.2 to 5.6%. So, which is an important statistic, because these cars that may not have been fixed properly initially were no longer able to get through the system. They had to definitely be fixed and drive and driven through the warm-up cycles to make sure they were fixed, which is important. So, that's kind of what it has to do with, but it's inconvenient sometimes for a consumer that's trying to comply with the smog and get your vehicle smogged, because when you have a permanent DTC, like I said, it's not something such as we can clear codes, and if it's not a permanent DTC, clear them. We can do the drive cycle to make the monitors run, and then the car's ready for smog. But even if all the monitors run on the car and there's a DTC, it's still got to continue to go through warm-up cycles and be driven for a bit to get that code to clear. And in that case, typically we recommend to clients, like, hey, just take this car. You need to drive it for a week. You know, just do your normal driving with it. Hopefully during that time we get enough warm-up cycles, stop by. We can check to see if the DTC, permanent DTC is still there. If it's still there, don't smog the car. It will fail for that. So once it does clear itself, then the car's ready for smog, and all the monitors have run, and get her in there and get her smogged without a problem. So just thought it, most folks don't understand the difference between those and just the regular diagnostic codes and the check engine light, et cetera. So nobody out there can clear those for you. You got to drive them. You got to drive them out. How do you like that? So one of those things for sure. And this morning we'll see what happens with Jack and his McLaren later. Okay. We'll
follow up. This will have another one, different color.
That one was weird color with weird coloring on it, but the whole front end up to the windshield was gone. So he ripped it off on a guardrail. Yeah. So
good thing he didn't hit anybody.
Yeah, he didn't hit anybody else. Just him and his cameraman drove dead into the guardrail, spun out, and it's all on video. You can go see it, and you can see the people trying to help him.
I don't want to give him any more clicks.
Well, no, I didn't go to his YouTube channel. It was in the news video. So I don't. Is that a click for him?
Probably not. No.
Oh, good. Whew. Yeah, I didn't know who he was.
I didn't know either. Okay, I thought it was an actor.
Apparently, he's famous. I guess. I don't know. I guess probably some younger people know who he is.
Brendan probably knows who he is.
Yeah, but Brendan knows everything. He knows all these different weird things. But it depends on, I guess, what he's influencing. So if he's influencing something I like maybe travel or cars or something like that, then maybe. I don't think he was influencing for McLaren. They don't really hire influencers. Their clientele is a specific bank account level.
Rich
for sure.
People.
Yeah, extremely rich, as a matter of fact, if you're driving one of those cars. Yeah.
You don't see too many of those out here. Every once in a while.
There's not that many of them, period. They're super expensive. Well, you should Google what the cost of one of those McLarens is. You'd be...
Hubcap's probably worth more than my whole car.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or set of their tires.
Yeah, because this was a McLaren 570S, something good to know. But I'm telling you, I think this car, I think it cost about $1 million. Not really sure. You can Google that real quick. Google a McLaren 570S cost, and you'll find out. But yeah, not cheap. So not the car that you want to wreck, for sure. And I don't know even know what it cost to fix something like that when the whole front end of the car was ripped off, but not a great idea as far as that goes. Anyway, hope the cameraman guy's fine though. That's the main thing, that everybody's fine. And what's the takeaway from this? Let's not text and drive ever. I don't care if it's raining or not. What did you get?
I don't know if this is right. This says a 2021 McLaren 570S is $191,000.
Oh, maybe they're just a $500,000 new or something like that.
720S is $300,000.
Okay, there you go. Is that a new or 2021?
It says 2021. Yeah. I don't see a price for a new one.
New ones, yeah. Yeah, I think some of them are $500,000. Okay, well, he only wrecked a $200,000 car. What the heck? You can go buy another one. So... I don't know, but I didn't. Did it say what year this car was of his? So, let's see. Yeah, I don't know what. It doesn't say. It says driving his McLaren 570S. So.
It says for a 2025 McLaren GTS base, $237,000.
Okay, there you go. There you go. So I was wrong. It's more of a $250,000 car to a $500,000, depending on what car it is and
well, like
model.
You mentioned with that Raptor, the package, you put a certain package on there. I'm sure that's probably $50,000 or
these
something.
These cars, the McLarens, depending on the GT1 and stuff like it. Well, it's not only packages; it's the motor. Exactly. So they're all different. But anyway, I'm sure a very fun car to drive, not fun car to wreck. So let's try to avoid that from here on out. It looks like everybody was safe. Obviously, you don't want anybody to get hurt and something like that.
You don't want to see an influencer on a bus.
No, no. And you know what the takeaway to this is? Just don't do that. We don't text. Whether it's a sports car or you're driving your minivan, you don't text and drive, and especially not in the rain. And then also don't accelerate a high horsepower car in the rain because water's a floater. And it'll send you right into the guardrail as a lesson. And he's lucky to have walked away from it.
And those texts, it's not that important. Sometimes you know, there's Silly's text, something like, what toppings do you want on this pizza? And then you crash and kill somebody.
Yeah, and he wasn't texting. He was reading something on his social media post. So, but same difference. It's the same as texting and driving, you know. I mean, it's the same difference. So just don't do it. Well, folks, hopefully we learned something about different automotive news and what's going on in the EV. Fisker's going out of business today. We know about that. And was glad to share some of the upcoming and things going on out there. And also about permanent diagnostic codes, which will not clear by clearing it with a scanner or disconnecting the battery. You got to drive it out of the car. So hopeful there. If you ended up with one of those, you just got to know that you got to go through the warm-up cycles to get it to clear. So we deal with this a lot on vehicles these days. You just need to make it happen. So all good stuff. San Diego, everybody else out there, hopefully I can see it's still foggy as heck, so hopefully the sun's going to come up and burn this off. If this is a marine layer, it's moved way inland, I'll tell you that. So some stuff out there for sure. Be safe out driving. Thoughts and prayers go to everybody, obviously on the East Coast that's dealing with all the hurricane stuff. Be safe. Vehicles don't do well in deep water. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll catch you next Saturday.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.